Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host today along with Brigitte. This show is our 8-8 Lionsgate Meditation for 2022, and we'll have more on that from Brigitte here in a couple minutes. Due to the ongoing global circumstances for the past couple years, we've been offering our shows here once or twice a month in place of the in-person events we normally would hold over at our center in New Jersey. So if you'd like to stay informed about our future radio shows and down the line our in-person events and expos, please feel free to sign up for our monthly email newsletter on Brigitte's website, www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows lately, like this one, have been pre-recorded, so we'll normally email the link out to everyone a day or so after we've recorded the show. So with that, I'd also like to give out the website info one more time. To find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers, again, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And to find out more about me and the music recordings I offer, you can visit my website, www.mikesnydercc.com. On there, you can find my music and previous recordings of the classes Brigitte has offered over the years, and all the links to both this radio show and some of the ones we've done on Voice America a few years back. All right, well, with that, I'd like to introduce Brigitte.
Hey, everybody. So great to connect with you during this radio show and at this most auspicious time of the 8-8 Gateway. What a powerful time. And a good friend reminded me today that if you add up all the numbers of 8-8-2022, you come to the number of 22, which is also a master number. So these are definitely profound times. Many of you already know about the 8-8 Gateway. It really is a time of change that has been celebrated or recognized for quite some time by many different civilizations. And whenever we go through change, whenever we go through this incredible shift that is marked by the date 8-8, in this case 2022, it is a rite of passage. It is a destined rebirth process. And if any of you have studied the ascension process, whenever we are going through a destined rebirth or a rite of passage, it has a lot to do with letting go of the old and the dark night of the soul and the releasing of that what no longer serves us. Whenever we look at life in general, and we are confronted, our human self is confronted with letting go of the old, then we will find that often as much as we know of the process, it becomes really difficult to allow that what no longer serves us to be released. There's fear coming up. There is the whole concept of how will it be replaced? What will the future look like? What is this going to mean to me as a whole? So there are a lot of human aspects where we want to hang on and control the whole outcome of the situation. And yet we all know in the releasing process, we do not know the future. We truly have to trust and faith that whatever this evolves into will be for the highest good of ourselves and all those that we are in contact with. And so this is a time of tremendous trust, faith, initiation, facing our darkness, facing our fears, And the focus on the at the 8-8 gateway is the star system of Sirius, because it teaches us so much about ascension, about the merging of duality into oneness. It is a three-star system that has gone through the transformation of duality into oneness, that understands the importance of all aspects, that the darkness, the light, everything has its purpose. The question is, how do you interpret it? What's your perspective? How do you look at the darkness? How do you perceive it? How do you perceive the light? And can you find within you that vibration of love that allows everything to merge, to be in sync, to unify, and to be in alignment? And therefore, the 8-8 gateway, think about the number 8, the two circles connecting, is about aligning your divine I am with your human self, aligning your cosmic galactic self with your human self, and opening yourself up to light codings that can infuse you to bring about further transformation so that you can walk the path into a more liberated and illuminated self. Now, Saint Germain, very much a master of transformation, is here to assist in this process, and he will take you on an inner journey to that gate and allow you to experience a unique download that will assist you in this process and will help you to experience this change in a different way, in an easier way, more in a place of allowance than in a place of fear. And so I invite you to simply open your heart up, call in your spirit guides, and allow yourself to receive that what Saint Germain has in store for you. I will leave most of it up to him, since he is a master of light and healing, will assist you in the deeper understanding of what it is that you need to know at this time of change. So with that, we are going to play an opening piece that Mike, which I'm so happy that he's here with me, that Mike is going to offer. And the idea with his music is a universal language to open up your heart further, is that you simply allow yourself to receive the frequencies of healing, to open yourself up further, to open your heart further, and to allow yourself to be more receptive to that, what is going to be given to you. And with that, enjoy and open yourself up to the vibration of love that Mike has to offer. Thank you. Greetings, my beloved children of the light, my fellow light workers, all those of you who have continuously walked the path of enlightenment out of the darkness into the light over and over again. Please feel our deep gratitude for the path you've chosen. Now that you've come so far, we know that 2022 has not been an easy year for any of you. So much change, so much redefining of self, so much coming up to the surface for you to transform and transmute into love and light. And here we are yet again. And I'm excited, as I am the master of transformation. Some know of me as Saint Germain. Some actually know of me by other names, and that is okay. The importance is that you can open your heart to the essence of what I stand for, especially at a time as the 8-8 gateway is about. Consider yourself to be so much more. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so. And recognize the beautiful star that you are in the vast universe, omniverse of all that is. You shine no matter what, with your unique flavor, with your unique frequency. And often that what you judge as your dark side, your shadow side, your imperfection, is that what makes you so beautiful, unique, special, and beautiful? Because it is through your willingness to descend into the darkness, to look into your shadow world, to call on us, to work with us, to face this fear or lack and raise it up into the light, into the love of the divine, that you are the most profound and powerful light bearer and light worker on earth, that we need to assist humanity as well as Gaia to ascend to another consciousness level. And that is what the elders from Sirius are here to do for you on this day. They're here to assist you to raise yourself up even further into a very new cosmic consciousness of self, so that you can recognize yourself as that northern star that you are, Polaris, in your own unique way. Yes, you might have been told growing up that the universe doesn't revolve around you, but the truth is, the universe does revolve around you, around every single one of you, because life is a reflection of your inner self. And so recognize that your choices, your belief systems, your vibrational frequency defines the world that you live in. And you've done already a very good job. I know you're probably going to say to yourself right now, oh my God, what have I created with my own life? But the truth is, you are also part of humanity. That's why you're here, to assist humanity as a whole with your consciousness, to affect the consciousness of the collective, to shift and change. So don't be too hard on yourself. You affect others, but others also affect you. It is all interwoven. And yet again, I want you to see yourself as your own northern star, to hold true to your light, and to trust that with every choice you make, everything in the outer will change accordingly. Don't let yourself be seduced by thinking that others or the darkness or anything has more power and can take control of you. 8 stands for your alignment with your divine I am. Remember the I am that I am. Allow yourself to feel this alignment now. So the star light that is within your heart, reaching up through your crown to the star light that is your divine I am, bringing it together so that your divine I am is overlighting you now in your radiance, in your purity, in your love, in your true essence. And you can now release your physical self for a moment. Just let it go in love. It will be there when you come back from the journey. And allow your light body to raise you up out of the room that you're in, out of the village that you live in, further up and up. And look at the many other light workers that raise up now as stars, as galactic beings, as these beautiful, radiant essences of love and light arising up just like you and creating this sea, this ocean of light. You are not alone. You've never been alone. And among all those lights that you are, we are right there with you. We are lights in between the lights of you. And we're helping you to raise up even further. And allow yourself for a moment to take a look at the solar system that you're part of, the Earth, the planets surrounding the sun, and the sun itself. There's a resonance within you as you connect with the sun, and knowing that the heartbeat of the sun is also your heartbeat, that as the planets revolve around the sun, there is a magnetic force where certain things are also revolving around you. That there's a divine place, a divine purpose, a divine plan that you're part of. And to trust this magnetic force that is making sure that you're always at the right place at the right time. Take a deep breath in and out. And allow yourself to settle truly within the light that you are, within that star that you are. Leave behind on earth all the worries and the fears. And just feel the freedom of your light self. There's nothing you have to do, nothing you have to prove that you're worthy of this light, because that light is you. It doesn't need an explanation. It doesn't need a reason to be part of you. It just is, just as you simply are love, light, an aspect of God, Source Creator, the great spirit of all that is. Feel the vastness that you're part of, the freedom. That is also within you. You're experiencing this now so you can bring it back to your physical self, to your physical life, and remember that's who you are. That's at the heart of all of humanity, that vastness. It's time to awaken further to your true essence of self. You might say that you feel so much pain, so much restriction, so much discord in your life. But do you really? Is this a story that you tell yourself to keep yourself busy so you don't have to feel, maybe at first the fear and the discord, but yet underneath that also feeling the beauty of who you are? You rather want to believe in the parts of you that limit you and minimize you, but I invite you to believe in the endless possibilities that you are. Now your divine I am is taking you further towards this blue star known as Sirius. And as you come closer, you can feel the magnetic pull of a pulse that you resonate with. It is the pulse of divine love. It is the pulse of strength and courage. But most importantly, it is the sweetness of no judgment. There's only acceptance in that what you feel. There's all-encompassing love. No limitations, no necessary restrictions, just the freedom of who you choose to be right now, whatever that looks like. And so you're drawn into that blue radiant light. Some of you connect with that blue light, the first ray. The first ray of surrendering to something greater than you, holding the space for spirit to work with you and through you. It connects you with Archangel Michael and his sword of truth, cutting away any attachments that no longer serve you. And so you can experience your true self without minimizing who you are, without compromising who you are, just being who you are, standing for that. The radiant blue light also connects you to the Divine Mother, Mother Mary in her blue clothes robe, and the purity of that blue that opens up your throat, allowing you to communicate and express yourself in a new way that will become increasingly more important in the days to come, a new form of expression, speaking from a place of love, not fear, speaking from a place of divine truth flowing through you that does not judge, that does not limit, that simply holds a space for those who are still asleep to awaken as well. So let yourself be drawn into that radiant blue light of Sirius that is calling to you. Let it now purify you as it allows you to feel the divine empowerment, the divine strength, the divine alignment to something so much greater that works with you and through you. And that light opens up for you to a sacred chamber where the elders of Sirius have been awaiting you, 12 in number. Some of you recognize those who are awaiting you. For some of you, they're new. It is not important. It's not even important whether you see their faces or not. What is important is the inner knowing that you are now welcomed, that they've been waiting for you, that they know of you, that they've connected with you in other lifetimes and other civilizations on other planetary systems, where you also have worked for the light, for the love of oneness, bringing together that what has been apart, merging that what has opposing each other. For the truth lies in oneness, in the harmony of all aspects. And each of them is opening up for you to enter their circle. Each of them is holding a unique crystal that glows in a unique color from within. And within their circle, they've created a crystal throne for you to sit on. And so we invite you to sit now on that crystal throne as they will activate their crystals with a unique vibration, with a unique color frequency. they will begin toning a sacred mantra to now activate within you ancient galactic codings that are necessary for you to take the next step on your evolutionary path towards oneness, towards the manifestation of your divine essence on earth. Simply allow yourself to receive this activation now, as it is the sacred activation of the 8-8-2022 Lion's Gate frequency. We begin now. And as the elders now take a few steps back, you realize that they are no longer alone. There are many, many representatives from other galactic civilizations there right now in the sacred chamber with you. From Andromeda, Lyra, Orion, Pleiades, Arcturus, just to name a few. And they're here in recognition of who you are, the star traveler. There has been many places already that has gone through the fire of initiation on Orion, having experienced what the war between the light and the darkness can do and how devastating it can be and how important it is to awaken to the Christ itself within, to the love vibration within. And so they see in you the promise of a new future for all. Because what you choose, what you do, affects all. And so some of them are now stepping forward to you and activating within you through a handprint onto your heart, even though it is your light body, it will infuse directly into your physical body too that you've left behind on Earth. A sacred activation with sacred ancient letters, frequencies, vibrations, messages, seeds of light that will open up at a later time when it's appropriate, to assist you further, to assist you in awakening further to a new language to speak, to awaken further that it is time now to have the strength and courage to make some new choices in your life. But most importantly, to also activate certain kind of heart links to support you better from the galactic realm so that you receive assistance in ways that before weren't even possible. They are now possible because not only has your frequency changed through all the purging you've done, but the frequency of Earth herself has changed. Of the solar system that you're part of has changed. And so now there is a different kind of access that can be offered to assist and support you. Now, you don't, once again, need to know exactly who it is that is stepping to you. Just allow it to happen as one representative after another is stepping to you now to also create a heart link and a special kind of bonding activation and download for you. Let this happen now. And now that this process is completed, one of the elders is giving you one of their crystals. Pay attention to the color that is within that crystal, as the color is going to be very significant for you going forward. If you can't see the color, don't worry about it. It will reveal itself in the days to come to you. Just allow it to happen. Have trust and faith. Now it is time for you, for all of you, to return to Earth. And so, your divine I Am presence that is overriding you is moving you out of that crystal throne up back into a light tunnel that is awaiting you, that is taking you out of Sirius all the way back. So the light tunnel to Earth. But instead of bringing you right to your body, it is important for all of you to allow yourself one more time to hover above the Earth. See all of you, all of the stars that you are. You are interconnected to a network of light. See that beautiful light grid that you are creating, where each single one of you is a centerpiece, is a knot of light that holds this grid work, this network, this beautiful crystalline structure of light in place. And now take a moment and just focus your light down to Earth as a whole, as a group. Just send the light, your pure light that is in your heart, that is your essence, that is that light that was activated within you and through you. Send it to the Earth. This is something that we ask you to do as often as possible, to let your divine I Am presence raise you out of your body up into the higher spheres surrounding Earth, and to reconnect with all of the other star, bright starlights, all of you, all of your light workers, all of your light bearers, and to just acknowledge the grid of light that you're part of, that is supporting Earth at this time in her transformation that she's going through. Many talk about changes of drastic situations. Don't let yourself believe in that. Always focus on peace. Focus on love. Focus on a transformation that is one of ease and effortless and joy and celebration. I always tell you the reality that you believe in is the reality that you live in, and that becomes even more of importance in the days ahead when so much fear is being released that you think that there is no future. But I'm telling you, there's a beautiful future ahead of every single one of you, filled with love, filled with joy, filled with incredible experiences. Remember, you are the Northern Star. You are filled with endless possibilities. Be the co-creator that brings heaven to Earth. You can be in peace. Even when those around you might not choose peace, you can still find peace, live in harmony, live in abundance. Don't be afraid that there will be lack for you. Stay in alignment and you will always be provided for. Now let yourself be guided back to your physical self that you've been leaving behind for this journey. Allow yourself to re-enter your body and allow this connection to settle most importantly, allow the activations that were given to you to settle within your physical body as well. You're so ready for this. Yes, your body will need some time to integrate these new frequencies. But again, if you honor and respect your body, if you nurture your body, this can be easy and effortless. Feed your body the right foods. Allow your body the right movements. Allow your body the right amount of oxygen and exercises. And simply listen to your body. Your body is pretty good in telling you what it needs. Your job is to pay attention. Now move your hands and your feet and your toes. Settle in your body. Put your hands for a moment on your heart and just feel and know that what is in your heart activated is the six-pointed star of your Christ itself. Also fully activated is the eternity symbol, as above, so below, allowing you the deep inner merging that is necessary to bring more of your divine self into the physical part of who you are on earth at this time. Now that we are all with you, I, Saint Germain, always watch over you. Remember to call on me in times of need. I'm here to support you. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and I wish you all the best at this auspicious time of the Lionsgate of 8-8-2022. And if you listen to this after the fact, don't worry. Time and space are differently where we are. If your intent is that this is listened on the 8-8 gateway, it shall be so. And it is done. Namaste.
Okay, well, what a great show, Brigitte. Thank you.
Well, it was so nice to connect with all of you again. I mean, I can't believe that we are almost three quarters of the year through. I just came back from Germany. I was there for 3 weeks, and the 3 weeks just flew by like it was a blink of an eye. So it's pretty amazing how fast time goes for you too, Mike.
Yeah, the summer flew by this year.
Yeah, so I hope you have a wonderful experience of the 8-8 Gateway. And what I found the greatest challenge for me continuously is the letting go of control. Even when I think I let go of control, whenever there's fear, that is kind of an indicator that I haven't let go of control yet. And I haven't moved into a total place of trust and faith. So good luck with that. I hope this helps all of you. And looking forward to reconnect with you down the road. All right. Peace out.
Okay. Take care, everyone.
Bye.